You may be seated.
Relight the first two candles of the Advent wreath, the candle of hope and the candle of peace. Now we light the third candle of Advent, the candle of joy. As the coming of Jesus, our Savior, draws nearer, our joy builds with our anticipation of his birth. In Isaiah, we read the words of our Lord, "But be glad and rejoice forever in what I am creating, for I am about to create Jerusalem as a joy and its people as a delight." And from the New Testament, a reminder from Paul from 1 Thessalonians. "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Please join me in prayer. We rejoice, O Lord, in the fulfillment of your promise as a Savior and for what that means in our lives. Thank you for the gift of salvation through your Son, Jesus, who is Emmanuel, God with us. Create us anew as we wait and help us to see your glory as you fill our lives with the joy of your presence. Amen.
As God in Christ has forgiven and welcomed us, we now forgive and welcome one another. The peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Please rise if you can and greet your neighbors.
The peace of the Lord be with you. I'd invite you to return to your pews at this time. There will be a time of fellowship following worship today where you may continue the conversations you began right now. Again, we welcome you here to Anaheim First Presbyterian Church, where we hope you find a family of faith called together in Jesus Christ to shine the light of God's love through faith and service from here in the heart of Anaheim. Today is a special day in our life when we have this musical celebration of the season. We were honored this year to once again be selected to be part of the Disneyland Candlelight Choir. I shouldn't say we. I should say our chancel choir that works tirelessly and hard every week to bring us beautiful music to the glory of God. This year, we were blessed to be joined by the Gloria Master Chorale in that. And in your bulletin, you'll see a list of names. Those are the singers that are here today who were part of the candlelight ceremony at Disneyland. If you count those names and you count those bodies, they don't match up because we have additional singers, regular members of our choir who were not able to participate this year for various reasons in the candlelight choir, and also some friends who have come to join us, especially for this day. So we are thankful for all of you, for all of your dedication and the gifts that you offer so freely to us all. We're also very thankful for our special musicians, our brass players, and of course, always, we are deeply grateful for the leadership of David Hughes and our wonderful gifted accompanist, Carol Hughes. In addition to today's service, there are a couple of other services that I would like to invite you to. One is not actually a worship service. This coming Tuesday, 2 days from now, we're going to gather at Pally Wine. That's in the Make Building, which is just across Santa Ana from the packing house, the Anaheim Packing House. We're going to gather at 7 o'clock. Jim Shamp is going to be our trustee. There he is, trustee song leader. And we are going to just have a time of Christmas caroling. So come, we'll have song sheets for those of you who want some help on remembering the words. You can order a glass of wine, a hot chocolate, a soda, whatever you want. Sit down and join us. And we'll be beginning that at 7 o'clock at Pally Wine. And then a week from this coming Monday is Christmas Eve. And our Christmas Eve service is at 9 p.m. Again, our wonderful chancel choir will be leading us in the music. It's a candlelight service. And this year, we will be having a live Holy Family Nativity in the courtyard as you arrive. So you might want to come a few minutes early for that as well. The one piece of business that I want to point out today is that those of you who are on worship committee, you've worked hard already today. You're not done. We have a brief meeting after worship in the library. And so now I would invite us to continue our worship as continue our worship as we hear the scripture reading from David.
The scripture reading this morning is from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 through 15. In those days, a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our God is the one who comes to us in a burning bush, in an angel's song, in a newborn child. Our God is the one who cannot be found locked in the church, not even in the sanctuary. Our God will be where God will be, with no constraints, no predictability. Our God lives where God lives, and the destruction has no power, and even death cannot stop the living. Our God will be born where God will be born, but there is no place to look for the one who comes to us. When God is ready, God will come, even to a God-forsaken place like a stable in Bethlehem. Watch. For you know not when God comes, watch, that you might be found whenever, wherever God comes.
Wonderful. If Advent came filled with angels and hallelujahs, wouldn't it be perfect if we were greeted on these December mornings with a hovering of heavenly host, tuning their harps and brushing up on their fa-la-las? Wouldn't it be incredible if their music filled our waking hours with the promise of peace on earth, and if every Advent night we dreamed of nothing but goodwill? Wouldn't we be ecstatic if we could take those angels shopping, or trim the tree, or have them hold our hands and dance through our houses decorating? And oh, how glorious it would be to sit in church next to an angel and sing our Hark the Heralds. What an Advent that would be. What Christmas spirit we would have. An angel-filled Advent has so many possibilities. But in lieu of that, perhaps we can give thanks for the good earthly joys we have been given, for the earthly angels that we know, who do such a good job of filling our Advent with alleluias.
Each year, the child is born again. Each year, some new heart finally hears, finally sees, finally knows love. And in heaven, there is great rejoicing. There is a festival of stars. There is a celebration among the angels, for in the finding of one lost sheep, the heart of the shepherd is glad. And Christmas has happened once more. The child is born anew, and one more knee is bowed.
Sweet, while shepherds watch our keeping.
All this, this is Christ the King, whose shepherds God and angels sing. This is to bring him now, the babe, the Son of Mary.
Each year, about this time, I try to be sophisticated and pretend I understand the bored expressions relating to the Christmas spirit. I nod when they say, "Put the Christ back in Christmas." I say, "Yes, yes," when they shout "commercial" and "hectic, hectic, hectic." After all, I'm getting older. And I've heard it said that Christmas is for children. But somehow, a fa-la-la keeps creeping up. So I'll say it. I love Christmas tinsel and angel voices that come from beds upstairs. And I say three cheers for Santa Claus and the Salvation Army bucket and all the wrappings and festivities and special warm feelings. I say it is good giving, praising, celebrating. So hooray for Christmas trees and candlelight and the good old church pageant. Hooray for shepherd boys who forget their lines and wise men whose beards fall off and a Mary who giggles. O Lord, you were born. O Lord, you were born. And that breaks in upon my ordered life like bugles blaring, and I sing, "Hark the herald angels," in the most unlikely places. You were born, and I will celebrate. I rejoice for the carnival of Christmas. I clap for pajama-clad cherubs and the Christmas cards jammed in the mail slot. I ooh for the turkey and I awe for the Christmas pudding and thank God for the alleluias I see on the faces of people I don't know and yet know very well. Oh Lord, there aren't enough choir boys to sing what I feel. There aren't enough trumpets to blow. Lord, I want bells to peal. I want to dance in the streets of Bethlehem. I want to sing with the heavenly host. For unto us a son is given, and he was called God with us. For those of us who believe, the whole world is decorated with love.
Who among us does not have dreams that this year will be different? Who among us does not intend to go peacefully, leisurely, carefully toward Bethlehem? For who among us likes to cope with the commercialism of Christmas, which lures us to tinsel not only the tree, but also our hearts? Who among us intends to get caught up in the tearing around and wearing down? Who among us does not long for gifts that give love, shopping and serenity, cards and presents sent off early, long evenings by the fireside with those we love, the trimming devoid of any arguing about who's going to hang what where, the aroma of cinnamon and nutmeg mingling with the pine scent of the tree, and carols gently playing over our idyllic scene, and the children cheerfully talking about giving instead of getting. Who among us does not yearn for the time for our hearts to ponder the Word of God, moments of kneeling and bursts of song, the peace and quiet of our journey's spirit? This year we intend to follow the star instead of the crowd. But of course, we always intend the best. And sometimes the best intentions tend to get the best of us. This year, when we find ourselves off the path again, and we invariably will. Let's not add yet another stress to our Advent days, that of trying to do Christmas correctly. Instead, let's approach the birth of our Lord with joyful abandon. And this year, let's do what Mary did and rejoice in God. Let's do what Joseph did and listen to our dreams. Let's do what the wise men did and go to worship. Let's do what the shepherds did and praise and glorify God for all we have seen and heard. As for the Advent frantic pace, we don't have time for that. We'll be too busy singing. This year will be different.
Thank you so much, not just for the beauty of the voices, but for the message that you have brought us. and for the echoes of it that will carry us through the next week and a half. So thank you so much. It is the tradition of our congregation that we share with one another if we have particular joys or concerns that we would like to be held in prayer this week. Do we have anybody who has a joy or concern today? It's kind of an intimidating group to do that with. So let us just continue in prayer. Lord of time and hope, we are rushing headlong toward Christmas. We look at our calendars and our day planners and wonder how we will get everything done in time allotted before the big day arrives. We begin to panic at the thought of projects still to be finished, contacts that need to be made, preparations for festivities that have only begun. Or on the other hand, we worry about those who are missing. Loneliness of the season, the darkness of obsessive holiday planning, or the emptiness of tables not full overtake us and cloud our minds and spirits. But you are a God of time and light. You bring hope to us, as you have always done through the very beginning of time, and now you bring it to us through the one who is to come, Jesus Christ. Remind us again what this season is truly about: love, hope, peace, and joy. Calm us down. Slow us down. Help us to remember that it is in loving relationship that you gave your Son to us, and that it is in loving relationship that your word is carried into the hearts of the people. No tinsel, ribbon, tape, cards, and can convey the eternal message adequately. You have given us the light to shine on our path and to cut through our darkness. So shine in the heart of your people today. Bless those in need with your healing, reconciling, comforting presence and love. Give strength to those who face difficulties. Let your compassionate light shine on them to guide their decisions and their steps. Surround and uphold us by your presence. We join together now, offering our lives and the days between now and Christmas to you as we gather our voices praying the prayer our Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. At Anaheim First Presbyterian Church, we give thanks to God for all that we have received in a couple of ways. First of all, your presence here today is already an offering to God. We would invite you to put your name and contact information, if you're willing, on the card in your bulletin. Place that in the offering plates as it comes by. And we would like to just send you an email or letter of welcome. That's all we'll do to you with that. There's a place on that card, if there are prayers that you would like us to be holding up for you this coming week, there's a place that you can put those down. And then, of course, we also bring to God a portion of all that we have been given, our financial gifts, to continue the ministry and work of this congregation in the community. Ann Weems writes, into this silent night, and I would say into the silence of our world, as we make our weary way, we know not where, just when the night becomes its darkest and we cannot see our path, just then is when the angel rushes in, their hands full of stars. In thanksgiving for the angels that rush into our life and the light that comes that no darkness can put out, let us bring to the Lord now our tithes and our offerings. If the ushers would please come forward.
Noche de paz, noche.
ignito Jesus, bria la estrella de paz, bria la estrella de paz.
Please join us in singing Silent Night.
For this holy season, for songs that express the prayers of our hearts, for the hope that is ours because Christ came and is God with us, we give you thanks, and we offer ourselves and these gifts in response. May they be used to your glory and in your service, we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Our closing hymn is hymn number 23, Angels We Have Heard on High. You may be seated. One last reading from Ann Weems. What do I want for Christmas? I want to kneel in Bethlehem. The air thick with alleluias, the angels singing that God is born among us. In the light of the star, I want to see them come, the wise ones and the humble. I want to see them come, bearing whatever they treasure to lay at the feet of him who gives his life. What do I want for Christmas? To see that stable, the whole world kneeling in thanks for a promise kept, new life. For in his nativity, we find ours. Let us go into this holy season, heading towards Bethlehem and finding our new life in his. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the strength of the Holy Spirit go with us this day and every day. Amen.
Thank you. Sing, O Sing, O Sing.